So today we begin our new series of conversations that are all about the magic of cash in hand. The idea behind this series is very simple. It is likely something we will discuss again and again and again, looking at it from different perspectives and looking at it in application as well as in theory, as we so often do. But truly, this series is very simple. You have cash, it amplifies. That's the series. That's everything. Now, the application of this idea may be something that is much broader and much deeper than just these two simple sentences. Cash in hand is what you actually have. You have cash, dollars, pounds, or euro in your wallet, in your pocket, perhaps even in your hand, available to you electronically through deposits made on your behalf at banks, wherever you keep your money. Also, we consider the credit you have available for spending. Although we do know that when we start talking about that, we see all the little red flags go up about how really credit isn't really something you should really be spending. Fair enough. But what you have available is what we are putting our attention on and what we are inviting you to focus on. You have this, and you can amplify the idea of it. It may seem strange at first. It may seem as though it doesn't make any sense to think about, well, I have this, and so this will amplify, because it doesn't seem as though you have any evidence that that is ever what actually occurs. Now, many of you may very well, once you put your mind to it, realize that you have seen essentially that your focus on having something has amplified the having of it. But we do want to remind you that you had to work a really long time and be trained by very good, well-meaning people who are themselves quite smart. It's quite possible that you don't quite realize how much work went into developing the idea that when you look at a bank account, when you look at the contents of a wallet, that the abstract notion that that isn't enough takes a lot of energy to maintain. But there are some ways in which you can kind of get hints about this. If you're not on your game, and you're not spending a lot of time monitoring your financial situation, if you haven't written out a budget, for example, or if you haven't found a way to maintain sort of on a daily or hourly basis statistics about the current state of your financial situation, it's quite possible that you can go on for hours and hours, if not days and days, without even thinking about it. And yet, the money doesn't disappear. Although it may very well appear to you that it does slip away if you're not keeping focus on it. But that's simply because you're not paying attention to what is really going on. The spending of cash is actually the amplification of having it. Because in order to spend it, you have to have it. In order to have more of it, you have to have it. And in order to have more of it, you have to have the concept of it. Because remember, cash itself is a token of abundance. It's not actual abundance itself. It's simply just either bits and bytes of data in a computer somewhere, or pieces of metal, or pieces of paper, or pieces of plastic. They're not real. They don't have lasting and abiding value. It's all transitory in nature. However, it is manifesting form of abundance happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Giving cash away is actually having more cash. We know you don't see it this way. We know how much effort was put into training you by you and other people. to really do be quite suspicious about how much money you're spending. God damn it. We get it. We see it. We hear you talk about it a lot. But it isn't true. What's true is you have the right amount of cash right here and right now that is working for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Cash in hand amplifies. The idea of the deprivation of money, which is only an idea, it's not something you've ever directly experienced. It is abstract in nature and is like going to see Godzilla at the Cineplex. It's a horror show that has no basis in reality. Although you can imagine it having basis in reality, and just in the same way that you can imagine the utter and complete destruction of the downtown part of your city as Godzilla stomps through and destroys all the buildings and breaks all the power lines and causes general havoc and mayhem. But yet you've never once seen Godzilla walking around your city in the same way that you have literally never seen yourself have problems with money. Every problem with money that you have ever encountered was entirely abstract in nature and was a projection onto the truth of cash. The truth that cash is flowing, it is abundant, it is abundance in form, it is continuing, and there's always more of it, always more of it. Attempting to fix the past by saying, okay, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to believe these ghosts and I'm going to say that abundance is not, you know, limited to just cash and that it's not connected to my job and that all these other rules that I've set up. All right. Okay. However, what about the things I remember from the past? What about my resentments? What about my anger that I still have left over from when this thing happened that I really didn't like? We can't help you with that. We can remind you that all of it's bullshit that you're selling yourself and that you're harming yourself and hurting yourself without actually being able to harm yourself at all. But believing that if you can remember what you did wrong, then you won't do it again. But of course, thoughts amplify, so that doesn't work. If you can remember what you did wrong, you're setting yourself up to have more experiences that reinforce the idea of what you're doing wrong or what you did wrong. And in fact, we would even say that, you know, anyone, as each of you very much knows, without us even having to really explain it, but we'll just say it out loud anyway. Any person who is trying to, let's say, keep everything very clean is constantly having to clean. Because no matter how clean it is, there's always that little teeny tiny speck of dust that they're pretty sure they didn't catch before. Now, that sounds like obsession. A psychological state that is unwanted, most likely. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that thoughts amplify. And obsession itself is an example of what we are speaking. But we really do want to remind you that there is something very powerful going on here. Always has been and always will be. You can ignore it. And the primary way that you will be ignoring it when it comes to money and cash is overlaying money on top of cash mentally so that you can't see the cash underneath because you're looking at the gauzy film of the delusional idea that money is a problem and you don't have enough of it. And while you may believe that you're counting your pennies and you can tell right now you don't have enough money because you've got this payment coming, you have this obligation due, you have this thing you need to do, you need to go buy groceries, for goodness sake, and there's not enough money to do that. We're not trying to convince you of anything, but we do want to remind you that if you are panicking and horrified by this idea, that's you scaring yourself in the same way that you have to scare yourself to believe that Godzilla is real or has any impact whatsoever. It's one thing to go into a closed movie theater with, you know, 20 or 30 or 50 of your closest friends, or hundreds of them perhaps, and to watch a movie and everybody gasp at the same time and people yell at the theater, "Get out of the way, he's coming," who are saying this to the screen. It's one thing to have sort of a mass delusion, or to watch it on television, even by yourself, huddled under a blanket, thinking, "I wonder if this is the time the mummy is actually going to find the people and do whatever horrible things that mummies do to people as they're walking around, very angry about the fact that they've been asleep for 3,000 years. Thank you very much. And why the hell did you wake me up? I'd be cranky too," you might be thinking. Maybe not murderous, but definitely cranky. Still, the idea that there's a mummy walking around that has been asleep for 3,000 years and was suddenly activated or reanimated by the radar beam of someone who came in accidentally, these things are all made up. What is equally made up is your money problem. You don't have a money problem. That's why your attempts to solve your money problem are always frustrating, because you don't have one. So there's nothing to solve. That doesn't mean, however, that you haven't scared yourself within an inch of your life over and over and over again, trying to motivate yourself to do things to make sure that the money problems were not there. But here in this series, this is one of the things we're inviting you to turn your attention away from and to turn your attention towards the cash you have in hand right now and discover the magic of noticing the cash in hand that you have right now. What's in your wallet? What's in the jar on the counter? What's buried in the backyard? What's under the floorboards? What's stuffed into the mattress? What's in the bank? What's available to you to spend, to give away, to use right now? Focus on that and how much you have of it, instead of focusing on the money problem that you have, which is an insolvable problem, because you don't have a money problem. Money doesn't exist. No more than you have a Godzilla problem or a mummy problem. You have no problems like this whatsoever. You have thoughts that are entertaining. And if you think back, really truly think back to when first was introduced to you the idea that money was a problem, it likely is along the lines of something like this. For each person, it's going to be different. But a well-meaning, let's say, great uncle comes up to you and hands you a big silver coin and says, "This is a silver dollar. It's very valuable. Don't spend it." To most rational adults, that is a very common thing to say to a child. But if you examine the metaphysics of that statement, it's absolutely insane. What is the point of hoarding valuable things? Well, so that you won't go without in the future. But metaphysically, if you're a manifesting being of light that is literally creating form out of ideas, which is what you're doing, going through imagining, intending, allowing, and having, and that is what you're doing. Now, we know that most adults have no concept of this. They don't think about it in this way at all. So we're not blaming your great uncle, whomever. But what we are saying is this is likely where this problem came from. An insolvable problem handed off to you by a well-meaning person who literally handed you the keys to the kingdom while at the same time saying, "Don't ever use these." So, as someone else once said, the key to having money is having money. In our language, we would say, if you want more cash, have more cash. The way you do that is through your imagining and intending. Imagining is one thing. Imagining is where, that's where Godzilla lives. That's where the mummy is. That's where all of the other things that you have no intention of having any direct physical experience of, that's where they sit in your workshop, in your vibrational warehouse. They are imaginings and they are abstract until you make them real. Now, the thing is, you can sit and visualize Godzilla all you want, and it is likely that something along those lines will happen, where you'll suddenly swerve and to miss a duck, and then you'll hit the side of a building, and you'll think, well, that's just what would happen if that was Godzilla's big gigantic foot and not a duck. Something like that. We're not recommending this, and we're not warning you against it. We're just saying you also have these well-established rules that are laid down by you about the laws of physics and how things work and the conservation of mass and that sort of thing, and the likelihood of there being a giant lizard that is walking around with a modicum of intelligence and a desire to destroy the city that's annoying him is very, very light, very, very unlikely indeed, very low, almost impossible. Not completely impossible, but almost impossible. But we're not any more afraid of Godzilla wandering the streets or a mummy coming after you than we are about you running out of money, since you don't have any money, so you have no money to run out of. But you do, however, have plenty of cash right here and right now. And again, the key, as we said, paraphrasing in truth someone else, the key to having more cash is having more cash, intending it, using it, not hoarding it. Now, you can hoard all you want to, and we're not saying you should or shouldn't do anything. But when you feel very stuck, and when you are particularly feeling the intensity of a crunch of money, that's a good time to remind yourself, as the New Thought teacher once said, now is not the time to economize. When you're turning to the source of your good, when you're looking at the power you have for manifesting, which is in your imagining and in your intending, trying to manage your money situation by economizing is not really in alignment with what you're wanting. We're not saying that you should spend all the money you have or all the cash you have. What we're saying is pay attention to what feels better and notice when you are essentially attempting to deal with your money situation by not spending it. It's not really going to help. So the final thing we'll say here is this. You have plenty of cash right now. The magic of this conversation and where we start with, not where we end up, but where we start with in this series is the magic of cash in hand is the recognition that what you have amplifies. It's not just, though, what is in your wallet, what is in physical form. Abundance is what you are manifesting, and you are channeling abundance into form. So that's where we begin. We invite you to bring to us your questions about this and to take this topic and sort of wring it out and approach it from whichever direction you wish. Because this is a very powerful topic indeed. The amount of time you spend worrying about money is not a waste of time, but it's certainly a delay of what you truly indeed want, which is not necessarily lots and lots and lots of more cash to make sure you don't have a money problem, because that in and of itself is not going to work. But basically the delight, the magic, and the wonder of simply feeling the flow of abundance moving through you, where you have plenty, you use plenty, you give away plenty, and the plentifulness and the abundance of it become tangible. And they themselves, those feelings of abundance, those awarenesses of the vibrational quality of abundance, begin to have their own particular aroma or flavor or tactile experience whatsoever it may be. And it just becomes more and more and more delicious indeed, because abundance is, as it takes shape and takes form in terms of cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, as well as the expression of those things, meaning you're giving it, you're spending it, you're using it. This is very real. What is not real is the money problem that you think you have, which is very frustrating because it can't be solved. Not because you're not doing it right, but because it can't be solved. The basis of the idea is what is so frustrating. So we look forward to your questions on this in all of the different ways that you bring them to the table. And until that time that we are able to connect with you about this topic, we do very much bid you a very fond farewell.